guess talk about want to talk about not only the awards you received, but how you felt about them kind of at the time you received them, and then also if you still have those same kind of conflicted feelings now, or if you look at them differently.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Yeah, I did not initially understand or like that I was receiving the awards that I did. I was young, 18, 19, 18 years old. I'm being told by my commanding officer that I'm being put in for, these awards, and it didn't, I just didn't understand it initially because I wasn't the only one on that mountain that day. If I was some crazy Medal of Honor recipient guy who went out and did something heroic by himself, put his life on the line, that's something else. That's, I mean, that's why the Medal of Honor recipients receive that award, because they do things like that. I don't think I did anything like that. I did everything I did on both of those battles was as a team, and I definitely on both battles, both occasions, would not have walked out of them alive had it not been for other people. So why was I receiving an award that I didn't do alone? Why am I being the lone recipient of something if I didn't accomplish it by myself? So it was hard to compromise with that, and it was hard to accept that. And of course, when there come awards of that magnitude, there's scrutiny. There's telephone games, there's rumor mill, there's drama and talk. Naturally, humans want to do it. And I hated being the center of attention. I hated feeling so vulnerable and having my information and having some of the worst days I've ever experienced be put on a platter for everyone to talk about. It was hard. It was hard for me to swallow. And it took me probably after a year after my second deployment to really kind of come to terms with it, and not by choice. It had to be done forcefully by a mentor of mine who pretty much told me to shut the fuck up, and that I needed to stop acting the way I was acting, because I was kind of acting out of term. I was acting wrong. I had an attitude problem. I started to not give a shit about my job. I just wanted to get out of the army. I had a bad taste in my mouth, and I don't know, I don't know why I was acting the way I did. And he very bluntly pretty much told me that there are men that are greater soldiers than him and I that had earned those awards, those same awards, and a lot of them didn't make it home. A lot of them died for those awards. And so every time I bitch about those awards, essentially all I'm doing is shitting on them and their graves and those awards that they earned. And I needed to do a better job at being a just a I don't know, I guess just an ambassador, a liaison, somebody who can protect those awards with honor and understand that it's not, the award is not about what I did during a certain battle, but the award represents what Americans before me have done. And I need to be an ambassador of that and understand that every time I speak of these events, I'm speaking about things that other Americans have done before me. And I definitely didn't do these things alone. So when I tell these stories, I tell them of leadership, and I tell them that this is what I saw, this is what I did, but understand there were a lot of other things going on around me that I would not have been able to accomplish without their help.